It's Christmas Eve. Who's excited about that? Yeah. I'm certain that we're all excited because it's just hours away that we're going to start opening presents. Anybody excited about presents? Yeah. Some of you guys are lying right now because you're like, I'm not. Presents are cool, I guess. Who's excited about presents? All right. Some of you guys were a little more honest. A lot of us here this evening are hopeful because we've maybe seen some presents under a tree, or maybe there's some gifts that you know are coming your way, and we're all hopeful that we're going to get the gift that we've asked for. Maybe it's an iPad, or maybe it's a new phone, or maybe it's a new car, or whatever it is. You're hopeful to receive that gift. But the fact is, not only are we hopeful that we're going to receive that gift that we really want, we're also going to receive presents that we never really asked for and gifts that we probably never really wanted. In preparation for this Christmas Eve study, I went online and I read about the worst gifts that people have received. And that's when I read about a guy named Steve. Steve was a guy who once received an 8x10 glossy photo of his older brother, giving a huge thumbs up. But the photo was actually autographed and then duct taped to a Swanson Fried Chicken TV dinner. And that dinner, with that photo taped to it, sat in its Christmas wrapping there under the tree for a week. And it started stinking. That's the worst present Steve ever received. Then there was a girl named Jenny that I read about. She announced that her ex-boyfriend's mother gave her a pound of ground beef right out of the freezer. And the mother really thought that she had given a nice gift. She put a little bow on it and everything, and she went on and on about what a nice gift it was. Jenny didn't think so. A lady named Dottie confessed that her husband once gave her an itinerary to a trip to Australia. Unfortunately, the trip was actually contingent upon him getting approval for a brand new credit card, which ended up not happening, and so all she got was an itinerary for a trip to Australia that she didn't go on. One person wrote about the Christmas when they received a length of rope and a baking tray. Now, I'm not sure what they're saying with that gift, but a length of rope and a baking tray is not a good Christmas gift. Another lady talked about how she one year she received a light pink rabbit fur poncho. Some of you are like, huh, that's kind of nice. It's not. A light pink rabbit fur poncho. It's a blanket with a hole cut in the middle, made out of pink rabbit fur. Without a doubt, we've all received gifts that we were less than excited about. You know the gifts where you open it and go, oh, thank you. And you're wondering, is there a receipt for this? Some people know exactly what to get us for Christmas. They know us enough to know what to go out and shop for. They've been paying attention. They've been listening to how we've talked about things as we go to a mall or we go shopping, and they hear us. They know what we want, and they go get those presents. But then there are those people who they go shopping for us, but they are absolutely clueless about what to get us. As a result, they usually end up getting us those gifts that leave a long-lasting impression, like an itchy cable net Christmas sweater. Exciting. Or that bottle of cheap perfume, and then they come back later and say, oh, is that the perfume that you have on there? No, it's not. Some might give you a Billy Banks exercise DVD, hinting at maybe a little, you know. They're the gifts that we just think of, oh, what were you thinking? Why would you think that I would want this? Well, I'm certain that we've all not only received gifts that were less than perfect, but we've all given gifts that were less than perfect. And I'm also certain that, you know, we're guilty of it. We have family members that are guilty of it. But I'm here to tell you that God will never be guilty of giving a bad gift. God has nothing to do with the bad gifts that you've ever received. If you ever received a gift and thought, why, God, why? It's not His fault. I can guarantee you that. The reason why I know this is due to the fact that in James chapter 1, verse 17, James tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now, from this verse, James is helping us to understand that God is a perfect gift giver, which means that He would never give us a picture pasted to a smelly Swanson fried chicken TV dinner. That gift would never come from God. And He would certainly never give us a light pink rabbit fur poncho. God would never give us something like that. You see, according to James, what James is telling us here is that every good and perfect gift is from above, and it comes to us from the Father of lights. Now, who likes Christmas lights here? Christmas gifts, Christmas lights. We love this time of year, but here we're learning that God is the perfect gift giver, and He's the Father of lights, and so He must understand a lot about Christmas time. Gifts and lights. We can be certain that God knows more about Christmas than any one of us here tonight. For example, consider with me for a minute here how God presented us with the perfect present when He gave us His only begotten Son. You see, it's in John 3:16 that Jesus revealed that God so loved the world that He gave. He gave us His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm certain that we're all familiar with the Christmas story. The story of the Word of God taking on the form of a human, born from the womb of a virgin. The story where shepherds come and worship Him, and kings from Persia come and worship Him. I'm sure we're all familiar with the story of the little baby laying in the manger. We're all familiar with the story. The story of Jesus Christ, the God-man. But do we really grasp here that this was God's perfect gift? It was His perfect gift to mankind. It's the best Christmas gift ever given. Do we really grasp it? Now, if God the Father is the one who always gives the perfect gift, and He personally gave us the gift of His only begotten Son, then it only stands to reason that Jesus is the most perfect gift that's ever been given. And what that means is that whatever you're hoping for this Christmas, whatever gift you're hoping to receive, I'm here to tell you that the gift of Jesus Christ far exceeds whatever gift you're hoping for right now. Because Jesus is the best gift that's ever been given from the most perfect gift giver to ever exist. Now, in order to understand why this is the best gift ever given, we should take a moment to consider what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6. You see, it's in Romans 6, verse 23, that Paul revealed that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, what Paul is saying here is that every sinner has earned death. Every person who has ever sinned and fallen short of God's glory, which includes all of us, every person who has ever sinned is deserving of that lump of coal that we call death. And yet the fact is, God still chose to send the perfect gift of His Son so that we might enjoy everlasting life with our Savior, Jesus Christ. With this in mind, consider what Paul wrote to the Christians in Ephesus when he declared that we've been saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The grace of God is the gift of God. And it's a gift that is received not by the works that we do, but it is received by faith. And based on this verse found in Ephesians chapter 2, we learn that the most perfect gift ever given, it's the gift of God, which this gift of grace, it's been given to us through the cross of Jesus Christ. And while this gift is free for the taking, we must also understand that the Lord expects us to engage in a little bit of a gift exchange with Him. I'm sure that we've all been to something that's here in Texas called a white elephant gift exchange. You might know it as a Yankee swap. Sorry to offend those of you from the North. It's also been called Dirty Santa because of the way that you steal presents from one another. But regardless of what you call it, the Christmas tradition that I know as the white elephant gift exchange basically centers around a group of people who each bring a gift and they exchange it with one another. And we do this with our Max Men's Ministry here in the church. Every Christmas, the Saturday before Christmas, the men's ministry here gets together and we all bring a wrapped gift. And set it in the center of the room. And then we take numbers or we order ourselves in some way, and then first person takes a present and the next person can take a wrapped gift or they can steal the one that the other person just opened up, and we make our way around the room until everybody ends up with a present. But a lot of times what happens is that you have some people who they bring a very nice gift. They bring something that it would be nice to have. But then there are others, like myself, who actually brings something that's a little more funny. It's more of a gag gift. Like this past Saturday, I brought a deer horn antler back scratcher. I'm pretty sure it was even used. I don't even know where we got it. But when I saw it, I thought, that's going to be perfect for the white elephant gift exchange. So that's what I brought. I left with a $25 gift certificate to Torchy's Tacos. Score. Somebody else, I don't know who he is, probably here in this room, I forget. They went home with the deer antler back scratcher. Well done. But the idea here is that you bring a gift and you end up exchanging that gift for another gift. It's a gift exchange. And I'm sure that we're all familiar with exchanging gifts. It's in this fashion that I want to consider for a moment that the Lord wants to engage in a gift exchange with us. Now, what can we give Him? As we consider this gift exchange, this practice of a white elephant gift exchange, this idea of giving something that's less than desirable and walking away with something that's more desirable, like a deer antler back scratcher for a Torchy's Taco gift certificate. We have to consider for a moment the gift exchange that we engage in with God on the day of our salvation, because it was back in 95 when I realized that Jesus Christ truly had died for my sins. I grasped the fact of it. I realized that He hung on the cross so that I could be saved. It was just before Christmas time. And I used to hate those Christmas songs. They would just disturb me. But I came to know the Lord, and I realized that He was simply asking me to give myself to Him. And He was going to turn around and wipe my slate clean, forgive me of every sin, and give me everlasting life in heaven, the most perfect place ever, to spend time with God, the most perfect being ever. And so I can give myself, and I was disgusted with myself already. I could give myself to God and He would give His Son to me. I could really engage in this kind of gift exchange where I hand over to Him something that I'm not impressed with myself and receive this gift that is beyond belief. Much like that Torchy's gift certificate, I scored on the day of my salvation because I gave up nothing and gained everything. And there's people who are holding on to whatever it is they're holding on to, whatever they think is so valuable, and they refuse to give themselves to God because they think that whatever they've got is so valuable and so great that they're unwilling to engage in the gift exchange that God wants to engage in. They're holding on to the deer antler back scratcher when they could have the Torchy's gift certificate. And if that describes you, then I encourage you, give it up. Give yourself to God. And receive by faith the grace that He has for you. Because it's the best gift ever given. Trust in Jesus Christ and receive the gift that was given on that day when our Savior was born and placed in that manger. Give yourself over to God so that you can receive the present of grace. Otherwise, you're walking away with the gag gift. When I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, I remember, like I said, it was Christmas time. I wasn't really keen on the whole Christmas music thing. To be honest, most of them didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But I remember getting saved and then beginning to listen to those Christian Christmas songs. I'm not talking about Jingle Bell and Here Comes Santa Claus. But listening to those Christmas songs with the rich theology that's found in them about a baby king who came to save the world. And I remember celebrating my first Christmas as a new believer. It was unlike anything ever before to grasp what Christmas was all about, to receive the best gift that's ever been given after simply swapping out my old nature and my sins for the everlasting forgiveness of an eternally loving God. The grass was greener, the sky was bluer, food tasted better, and so I kept eating more. Life was better simply because I received the best gift ever given after giving myself to my Savior. So that's my encouragement to you here tonight on this Christmas Eve, to take a moment and to consider the best gift giver, God, gave the very best gift so that we could receive it by faith. And those who would simply give themselves to the Lord can receive that best gift ever given forevermore. I've got a little present here up on stage that kind of represents what I'm talking about. Wouldn't you like to receive a present like this under the tree? You guys, yeah? Oh, really? That's just an empty box. Wow. Let's unwrap it and see what's inside of it. This is the gift that God has for us, and Glenn doesn't want it. That is the present. The grace of God that's found at the cross of Jesus Christ. And so let's celebrate the birth of our Savior. Because with the birth comes the death. And with the death comes the grace. And with the grace comes eternal acceptance from a holy God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So I encourage you to receive that gift of grace by faith in Jesus Christ. And if you haven't already, then this would be the best time to do it, because it would be the best Christmas you've ever had. And so as we close with a word of prayer, I encourage you to take this time. If you've never received the gift of God's grace, you can confess to the Lord that you've fallen and that you're a sinner and that you receive by faith the forgiveness that He has for you. And He'll fill you with that grace. He'll forgive all of your sins, and today you will become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new for you. And then you will have received the best gift ever given by simply exchanging yourself for the Son of God. Let's pray.